Okay, so this is Wednesday, May the 8th, 2019. My name is Barry Adams, and this is the weekly fatherheart.tv webcast. And today I'm going to be talking about something, especially when I noticed in Finland in the last 2 weeks. I just felt I had an amazing time. I just got back 2 days ago. And I just think that it's something that's can be a challenge for us as in the adult mindset, but it's just titling it "Learning to Stay Little," and I think that's can be a bit of a challenge for the grown up in us. I'm not sure if I'm alone with that or if that's a uniquely Canadian problem, but you know, if anybody has spent any time around me in the last any amount of time, you get a sense of that if I would describe myself, I would just be a little boy with a big dad. And when I was in Finland, I would say Finland was one of the most amazing places. Like when I was in the meetings, that people actually really received what I carry with great joy. Not saying that no other people receive it, but kind of that they really got me. They got the whole what makes me come alive, and you know, just the revelation of the Father's love, and it's like how we actually walk in this revelation is the, as Jack Winner used to say, the smaller that we can become, the bigger that our Heavenly Father can become on our behalf. And as I am growing in this revelation of knowing God as a Father, and you know, I've been it was in June of 1998 that I met Jack Winter and James Jordan at a men's retreat in Canada, and just the connecting with these two new friends has just absolutely changed my life. And that was when Jack Winter ended up praying for me. And when he prayed for me, and it wasn't just for me, because you know I was with Jack a little bit before, you know, for the last couple of years of his life, I got to know him a bit. And it, oftentimes when he would minister to people, more often than not, he would ask a question and he would simply say, can you be a little boy or a little girl that needs to be loved? And again, the older I get, the longer I've walked in this revelation, I feel like there's something really, really significant about that. And it seems like for me, and I may be wrong with this, maybe this is just through my own lens of life, but it seems like if we are able to actually get in touch with the little boy or the little girl that's inside of each and every one of us, it seems like that is I think it's the fastest way. If we get in touch with that foundational need that we all have to be loved as that little boy or little girl, if we're willing to go there, I think it's the fastest way that the Father can pour his love into our hearts. And I think, you know, now when I reflect on Jack's ministry or the tail end of it that I observed, I just, him asking the question, can you be a little boy or little girl that needs to be loved, is, it just was really profound for me now. And so when I was in Finland this last 2 weeks, I really was able to observe how the Father was actually pouring his love into people's hearts when they were able to get in touch with that foundational basic need to be loved as little boys and little girls. So I want to kind of unpack that a little bit tonight. I would encourage you to participate in this and just really reflect on your own life. Mark and I were talking about this, and we intended this webcast actually to be a discussion so that both of us would talk about this, but because Mark's having some technical issues trying to get in his webcam to work, it's the discussion is me, myself, and I. But I think, and Mark made an interesting comment the other day because I was talking to him about my observations in Finland and just seeing how just the, you know, just this revelation of the Father's love works for us, right? As the smaller I can become, the bigger God can become. And, you know, and that was the point in my life, the touch point when the Father's love was poured into my life through Jack Winter. It was when, you know, when he asked me if I could be a little boy that needed to be loved. And he asked me about my relationship with my earthly father. A very, very painful memory came to mind. And that painful memory triggered a pain in my heart that made a connection with me and a five-year-old little boy who just wanted a dad. And in that moment, and I don't know how it works, but it was like that memory represented a lifetime of memories of me always wanting my dad's attention, his affection, his affirmation. And it just broke my heart. And it just caused me to like in an instant, like in a moment, I changed from being a 37-year-old man, competent pastor, as I thought, to being a broken-hearted little boy. And it was in that moment when I became a little boy in my heart that the Father poured his love into my heart. And I think that one of the reasons that we can struggle oftentimes, or even say, I'll say even me, struggling to continually walk in the love of God. You know, the 1 John 4:16 says, God is love. Everyone who lives in love lives in God and God in him. And of course, the whole point of the Christian life is to learn to live in love. Learn to make love our greatest aim. And in Jude it says, keep yourself in the love of God. And Jesus said to us in John 15, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love. And so I believe that I don't say the challenge of the Christian life, but the actual substance of the Christian life is learning how to walk in love, live in love, make love our greatest aim, do everything in love, and be able to continually receive a greater outpouring of love into our hearts. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, do not be drunk with wine, which is in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that word be filled means to continually be filled. Like there's a continual outflowing of love that the Father wants to pour into our hearts. And of course, if you think of Ephesians 5:18 about the continual outpouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts, and then you understand Romans 5:5 that says that, and God has poured his love into our hearts by the Spirit which he's given us, then if you put those two scriptures together, then we start to understand that a continual baptism of the Holy Spirit in our lives is a continual baptism of the Father's love. So for me, I really think that the best way that I can learn to walk in love, live in love, continually receive the Father's love is when I stay little. The biggest problem that I have in my life is when I forget, when I start trying to manage my own understanding, my own resources, my own strength, my own competency, when I start measuring my life with other people, when I really try to be a grown-up, when I try to make a good impression on people, that's when I start to forget who I am. And it's not like the Father's not is loving me any less. He only loves us at one intensity, and that's 110%. He only can love us with all his heart, all his mind, all his strength. And but I think the challenge for you and I is the fact that there is we forget. It's like when make your home in love, remain in love, Jesus said. So it's like it's us that can leave the Father's house, kind of, you know, like a little bit of the prodigal son story of the younger son leaving the house, the older son being out of the house, slaving in a field, when the Father wants us to be centered in his love. And so in this webcast, I really wanted to unpack this with Mark and just be able to hear what Mark was thinking about it. But I think, one of the struggles that we have, like when Jack Winter prayed and said, can you be a little boy who needs to be loved, and I became a little boy who needed to be loved, and the Father poured his love into my heart. I think one of the challenges is that we always, that we can have, is that we stay little. So I just want to encourage you when you think about this in your own life, and you just say, okay, how do you see yourself from the Father's perspective? Do you actually see yourself as that little boy or little girl that needs to be loved, or do you see yourself as that grown up carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, having to manage life, trying to manage all of the expectations that people have, you know, the pressures of trying to provide for yourself, protect yourself, onward and onward. I truly believe that there is a pathway, and it's maybe a pathway least traveled or less traveled than what Papa would want us to, but where if we can, as Jack Winner used to say, the smaller that we can become, the bigger that our Father can become on our behalf. And Jack Winner used to say, you know, we all have a choice in life. We can stay adult, we can stay moving in our own strength, we can stay big people, and then the influence of God in our life is minimal because we're trying to manage it, or we can choose to humble ourselves. Like Jesus said in Matthew 18, he says, unless you change and become like a little children, you're going to miss the benefits of the kingdom. And he says, whoever humbles himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So I think there's this idea of living in a childlike innocence, in a childlike humility, in a childlike neediness, that is where there is a contact point with the love of God, that we can stay there. We can live there. We can marinate there. We can experience the Father loving us in that moment all the time. So if you have any kind of comments in the chat, feel free to put them in. If you think I've said this, you know, many times before, that this revelation of the Father's love, the only way that this actually has form in my life, in my wife's life, is when we are little. Life does not make sense. Like if I'm trying to look after all the details of my life, it just doesn't work. So the challenge is to be able to stay in this place of adult weakness, or adult, childlike weakness, childlike simplicity, childlike faith, childlike rest, childlike creativity, childlike optimism, childlike obedience, you know, all the attributes of a child. And you know, when I, oftentimes if I sign my book, The Kingdom Belongs to Little Children, sometimes when I'll write my name, just above my name, I'll just say, stay little. And so my encouragement to you and I is what if I'm trying to say here is what if the fastest way for you and I to continually receive an outpouring of the Father's love is to stay little. My encouragement is that we would be able to ask the Holy Spirit to show us what are some of the blockages in our life that would prevent us from being in touch with that little child. And I remember hearing James Jordan talk about our life as growth rings in a tree. And if you cut a tree trunk and you have a cross section of that tree trunk, you're going to see growth rings. And for every year of our life, you will see a growth, or of the tree's life, you will see a growth ring. And so some of the growth rings are thicker than others because there was more nutrients that year. But every one of those growth rings is part of that tree, right? So in the same way that when a four-year-old turns five, they don't abandon the first 4 years of their life, but they add 1 year to four, right? And if you're 62 today, you have a one-year-old in you. You have a two-year-old in you. You have a three-year-old that's still a part of you. We don't have to go back in time to touch that little boy or little girl that's inside of you, because you are the summation of every one of your life experiences. And so, again, you know, getting back to this, my observations this week in Finland and talking to Mark and just realizing that it's like, in my estimation, just the fastest way that we can continually be reminded and encouraged and strengthened that God is our true Father, to be in touch with that Abba cry that is in the very core of our being that says, Father, Abba, Father, you really are my dad. You are, I came from you, is learning to really be in touch with that little boy or little girl. And, you know, the world system that we live in, of course, we're all aware of it. It's an orphan-based world system. You know, it's the top of the food chain is the strongest. The bold and the beautiful, the intellect, you know, everything of a power mechanism that dominates the poor, dominates the weak, dominates the childlike. But it's, you know, these are not my words, but it's the Father that was speaking through Jesus who was really, really clear about I don't know if we'd call it the pecking order in the kingdom, but the greatest in the kingdom from the Father's side are little children. And I just want to read a passage of scripture that you and I are familiar with from Matthew chapter 11. I think that oftentimes we don't necessarily string these passages of scripture together, but I believe they're all one thought. And it's Matthew 11 starting at verse 25. Where it said, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was what you were pleased to do. And the next verse, and oftentimes we just stop there, right? The Father is pleased to reveal his kingdom. He hides the kingdom from the wise and the prudent, but it's his delight to reveal the kingdom to babies. And then verse 27 continues in this same stream of thought that I believe. It says, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Again, oftentimes we stop there. But verse 28, I believe, is a continuation of this entire theme. And that's where Jesus is. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, like, my encouragement to you, if we go, you know, oftentimes we parcel these scriptures. We talk about the Father delighting to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom to little babies, and then we talk about only knowing the Father, the only one who knows the Father is the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him as a passage. And then we have the scriptures, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. But I really believe if we put them together, we realize that the mysteries of the kingdom are hidden from the wise and the learned. They're revealed to little babies. And that revelation comes through Jesus bringing a revelation of his Father to little babies. And then if we are able to actually grasp that and know that God is our true Father, that he reveals his kingdom to, and the word there for little children is untaught, unskilled babies. Then when we get to verse 28, where Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I think you can almost put the word so. I mean, it's not there in the Greek, I know, but it's like, so when you know that the Father delights to reveal his kingdom to the childlike heart, and that it's Jesus who brings the revelation of the Father, and because we know we're his kids, we can come to him to find rest. And I believe that the more that you and I are able to understand that the way that you and I can really make life work to flourish in seeing the kingdom of God revealed on earth as it is in heaven. Keep in mind when Jesus taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, it starts with the words, our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. It's only children of the Father that can ask him to bring a manifestation of his kingdom on earth. I truly believe the only way that we can flourish in the kingdom is to stay little. And it's not just to come into, it's not like, you know, I guess this is just how I, you know, how I feel in my own life. It's not just like a one-off encounter where we get in touch with our childlike need to be fathered. The Father pours his love into our hearts. We just experience him loving us, and then we grow up. And then we, because oftentimes, you know, in if we were talking an evangelical perspective, in a kind of a, there would be no disagreement that every person must be born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3, you must be born again. But Jesus never says that we're to be born again into his kingdom and then grow up and become adults again on the other side of the kingdom. But so many times, because of the pressures of the world, the all the demands of the kingdom, we think are the kingdom where we have to be, you know, busy, 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 getting the work done. There feels like there's this pressure to mature, in a worldly sense, in a secular sense, and we start becoming adults again. Now, you know, we understand that we're called to mature, we are called to be, go from the milk of the word to the meat of the word. There's no question about that. But the definition, the biblical definition of maturity that we see in the life of Jesus is John 5, 19 and 20, where Jesus says the Son can do nothing of himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. Jesus lived his life in complete dependence. He said, I only do what I see my Father doing. I only speak the words I hear him speak. And that is a biblical sense of maturity. So the world sense of maturity is independence, self-sufficiency, you know, grow up, you know, just do things in your own power. But the biblical sense of maturity is not that. This is just us learning to be little, learning to stay little, learning to live in a place of being absolutely loved by the Father. And of course, when I talk about all these things, and you know, I know I'm talking to so many of my friends who share, have the same heart, but it's not about being childish, it's about learning to be childlike. And so my prayer for you and my prayer for me is that God would give us, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, right, which is the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:17, Paul says, I keep asking the glorious Father that he might give you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And then he goes on in verse 18, says, so that the eyes of your heart might be open, so that you might see the hope of your, know the hope of your calling and the glorious inheritance that you have together with all the saints. But so my prayer for you and for me is that God would open the eyes of our heart by his Holy Spirit, so we would know him better, and by knowing him better, we would learn to navigate this orphan world system with a childlike heart, that we would be able to continually ask the Father to pour his love into the little boy or the little girl that you are. As James Jordan, and again, another quote from my friend James Jordan, he said that little boys are only, or excuse me, adults, adult men are only little boys who ate their cereal and got big. You know, there's a little boy inside of each and every one of us. And I remember James talking about, and if you're not sure, certain of that, just ask any wife of an adult man when he gets sick. You know, like, we get in touch with the little boy in a hurry, don't we? Where we need to be cared for, and, you know, we get really, we want our wives to dote on us a bit. I remember in one of the schools that I was at, there was one of the students, and I think it was a pastor, I think his 40th birthday, and he went home that night, and as he was lying in the bed that he was, the room that he was staying in, he felt this warm wave of love, and he asked God, he said, what was that? And he said, I'm loving the one-year-old in you. Is that okay? And of course he said, yes, that's okay. And then another wave of love came a little bit after that, and he asked the Father, what are you doing? He said, I'm loving the two-year-old in you. Is that okay? And of course he said, yes. And then he said, for the next morning he came and he shared the testimony, and he said, for the rest of the night, a wave of the Father's love came for every year of his life, of all the 40 years, up, you know, celebrating his birthday. And so my encouragement to you and to me is that, that we would be able to learn how to stay little, not just in that initial contact of receiving love, but to understand that the Father is continuing to love us, right? We are, I believe it takes the heart of a little child. It can only be the heart of a little child that can grasp the immeasurable vastness of the kingdom. The moment that we put our adult thinking caps on and we try to discern things with an intellect, I think we're short-circuited. The eternal affection of the Godhead, where God loved us before he created the world, and he's going to love us throughout eternity, and he's loving us in this very moment. I believe that the only way that we can possibly process that immeasurable vastness of the ocean of his love is if we stay little. See, little kids don't even have the intellect. They don't have the capacity to try to, try to explain the unexplainable. If you just say to a little kid that, you know, like, God loves you with an everlasting love, he might not understand what that means, but he'll just go, yay, or she'll go, yay, you know. Now you say that to an adult, and then what do we do? Well, you know, how is that possible? How has the Father loved me from before? But you don't know me. You don't know my story. You don't know where I came from. You don't know my struggles with faith. And it's like we have this intellect, this adult-sized intellect that serves as the gateway. And so we decide, you know, thumbs up. I'm going with thumbs. Thumbs up or thumbs down, right? And it's kind of like, you know, the little kid's game where they have a flower and they pull out a petal. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, he loves me not. And I think the more that we stay in an adult mindset, the more that we're going to trust in our own understanding, trust in this broken gateway that determines whether we're worthy enough for love. And the more that we can just change and humble ourselves and turn and stay little, because I believe that's where the Father really wants us to just continually flow and continually live in a place of him carrying us. And I just believe, I'm sorry, I'm just getting a little distracted by that. I better not read the comments or I'm going to get really, really stuck here. And I think Mark's looking after that. But I just want to encourage you about your contact point with the Father. How, as a little boy or little girl, like, how can you stay there? And I can only tell you about how it works for me. And the way that I can tell you the way that I experience the Father's love the most is when I feel I least deserve it. And it's in that point of contact where it's not when I had my great devotions and I had, you know, I leap tall buildings at a single bound that I feel God loving me the most, even though he's loving me with all his heart, all his mind, and all his strength at that moment. But where I have that contact with him, where I am humbled by his love, I am overwhelmed by his love, is when I feel I least deserve it. When I feel weak, when I feel helpless, when I feel completely dependent, when I feel like I've failed, when I feel like I can't measure up. It's in that place where, you know, when I was a little kid, trying to please my earthly father, when I didn't please him, I felt shame. I felt, you know, his disappointment. I felt that he didn't see me. And so my understanding of how love worked, and it wasn't my dad. He did the best he could with what he had at the time. But for me, my understanding of how love worked is you earn it, you deserve it, you work for it, you know, and if you do, then you get it, and it's temporary until the next time you need to achieve something. So when the Father comes to me, in my lowest point, in my weakest point, in the point where I am just totally, I can't imagine him loving me now because I didn't do anything to deserve it. That's a contact point for me. And it continues to be a contact point for me to live in the place of that little boy who just needs a dad. And my encouragement is that whatever that is for you, to any stumbling blocks that you might have that would try to, you know, false beliefs really, that you think that God can't love you here. He has to love you when you're doing, you know, you're checking all the right boxes, you're doing all the work. But the truth is that God is our Father, and He loves us not because we deserve it. He loves us because He is love itself, and He can't help but love us. And when we are born into His kingdom, we actually receive His seed in us. In 1 John it says that His seed, His sperma, remains in us. And when we become joined with Jesus, I in them, Father, and you and me, when the Father sees you, He sees His Son Jesus. There's no judgment, there's no condemnation, there's no accusation, there's just love and acceptance and encouragement and affirmation. And my prayer for you and for me is that we would learn how to practically stay little in our own hearts. I know for me, you know, at times, with the Father's love letter that we, you know, had this vision around the world to see the love letter delivered to every person on the planet, a little bit of a big vision. And when I would forget that I'm little, when I would forget that I'm just a little boy with a big dad, and I start to manage things that I was never built to manage, you know, I get stressed out and I get maxed out and I get intense and I get focused and I get worried and I'm trying to manage everything in my own strength, and it ends up me just exhausting myself until I get to the place where I hit the wall and I go, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? I am not this big, competent, grown up. I am just little. And I just come running back to my dad and I just say, Father, I'm just so sorry. I'm just little. You're my Father. And I know you carry me every step of the way. And I just want to be little again. And I mean, you can ask Ann. She's in the webcast right now. So you can ask her. This is oftentimes, you know, when I have been short circuited by the scope of the vision that I've seen, to deliver the love letter to every person on the planet, you know, the only thing that makes sense to me is I have to actually remind myself, speaking out loud, saying, I'm just a little boy. I'm just little. I can't carry this. In you know, that is something that I have to remind myself a lot. If I go to, when I went to Finland, you know, before I left, one of the last things that Anne said to me is, Barry, remember to stay little. You know, you're going to meetings and people have maybe, you know, you don't know what their expectations are. You don't know what you're going to be encountering. It's too big for me. All of that stuff is too big. And I just think that the more that you and I can really learn how to stay little, I think the more we're going to be able to abide in the love that the Father has for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like, you know, I think to me, the best way I can describe it is, the best way I can describe it is just embracing my weakness. You know, Paul had the revelation of the thorn of the flesh, right? Where he said, I've learned to boast in my weakness because when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, just being authentic with God and just saying, I'm weak. I am helpless. I need you. I can't do this on my own. I'm just little. And when we do that, I just believe all of the resources of heaven are released in us and through us and around us because we're God's kids. And one of the secrets, you know, Jesus said to his disciples, he says, as the Father has conferred a kingdom onto me, I have conferred a kingdom onto you. So he's saying the Father entrusted a kingdom to me, and I in turn have entrusted a kingdom to you. And Jesus said, as the Father loved me, I have also loved you in the same way. So in the same way that Jesus received a kingdom from his Father, you and I have received the kingdom from our big brother Jesus. And so if we have this kingdom that we are meant to be in and rule, how are we to posture our heart? And the best way that I would encourage you, at least even pray into this, guys, like just ask, say, Father, would you show me what this means? King David, I think one of the attributes or one of the characteristics of King David that made him a man after God's own heart is that he had a revelation of the Father heart of God in the Old Testament. And, you know, there's many scriptures about that. But do you want to know, I believe, how the Father wants his children to rule their kingdom? It's basically two verses in Psalm 131 that I absolutely love, and I think it's very simple. But if you and I can embrace this, if you can rule your kingdom that the Father has conferred on you, and I can rule my kingdom as the Father has conferred it on me, this way, I think we're good. I honestly do. Now, it's not the big might and power and strength and self-sufficiency and intellect and all those things, but the Father says that he hides the things of the kingdom from the wise and the prudent, and he reveals them to little children, untaught, unskilled babes, for this was his good pleasure. And it's Jesus who brings us the revelation of the Father so that we can come to him and have rest and take his yoke upon us, which is that yoke of being a childlike heart, having God as our Father, and being able to enjoy life that way. So anyway, I'm just going to read Psalm 131, verse 1 and 2, and I truly believe that this is the way, at least for me, that I want to rule the kingdom that the Father has entrusted to me. So this is what he says. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Now here is King David, a man after God's own heart. Jesus, in so identified with David, he called himself the son of David. How did King David rule his kingdom? With a, like a weaned child with its mother. And we had our, just yesterday, I think, I'm getting confused. I think yesterday we had our newest grandchild, our grandson Levi over, and, it was just so glorious. Once he was, my daughter, fed him and nursed him, it was like once he had his fill of milk, like he couldn't get any more around. He was just so, he passed out. And he's kind of like, his arms are just stretched, like just kind of limp. And he's out cold. And he's just in, like you could see this incredible glory on his face of contentment. And I just believe that the Father wants you and I to be able to learn how to navigate his kingdom, how to walk, to be kingdom people, how to walk in his kingdom, how to say, your kingdom come, Father, your will be done on earth. And if you and I try to manage it, if we try to be competent, if we try to be strong, it's gonna be too big for us. But I believe the smaller that we can become, the bigger that our Heavenly Father can become on our behalf. Little kids don't manage it. King David says here, I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, right? But I have calmed and quieted myself like a weaned child with its mother. You know, there are things beyond our pay grade. Sometimes I try to manage things that I was never built to manage. And, you know, at that time, all I have to do, all I can do is just humble myself and say, Father, I'm just little. I can't manage this. Would you rescue me? And my testimony, my wife's testimony, our family's testimony is that he rescues us continually. He is so kind. He's so faithful. He's so loving. He is a good father. And, you know, when we are able to cast every care onto his strong shoulders, he cares for us. So my question to you today in this revelation of the Father's love, and I'm going to ask you the question that Jack Winter asked me, when I ask you this question, I encourage you not to say, okay, this is just a single point of contact, after this I kind of grow up again. And it's, can you be a little boy or a little girl that needs to be loved? And can you stay a little boy or a little girl that needs to be loved? To stay in that place of childlike trust, childlike dependency, childlike simplicity. And just like a weaned child with its mother, would you just be able to, Father, I can't handle work today. My boss is controlling me. Would you rescue me in this situation? You know, or Father, I don't know where the rent payment is going to come next month. Papa, I'm just little. Would you help me? Would you provide for me? Would you just feed, you know, you feed the birds of the air, and I know you feed me. Thank you for taking care of me. Or Father, the vision you've entrusted to me is beyond my ability to manage it. It stresses me out if I think about it. So Father, I'm just going to change. I'm just going to turn. I'm just going to humble myself. I just want to stay as a little boy or a little girl with a big dad and just let you take care of all the details. You know, so many times when people ask me even, you know, some very profound theological things, I don't have a problem saying, you know what, that's beyond my pay grade. I don't understand it. It's like King David saying, I don't concern myself with things that are with great matters or things too wonderful for me. I just believe that it's more simple than we, I think sometimes we miss the profound, immeasurable vastness of the kingdom because it comes in simplicity. It comes in humility. It comes in the innocence of a little child, of a two-year-old. Brennan Manning, who's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he used to say that heaven's going to be filled with five-year-olds. I kind of agree with him. I'm not sure how it's going to work. But my encouragement to you in your everyday walk is your, and for you, you might say, okay, Barry, you know, you're in denial. If that's working, you know, for you, well, you know, it's, you know, you're in la la land. Well, if you think that, please leave me alone, because it does work for us. We are learning to be little on every occasion, and every time that I try to be big, every time I wander away from the truth of who I am, I'm just a little boy. I'm just small. I'm just helpless. You see, in my book, The Kingdom Belongs to Little Children, at one point near the end of the book, I say, when I try to run with the big boys, I get into trouble because I'm not built to carry the weight of the, you know, the adult size problems. But it's then that I have to turn again and just recenter myself to the truth of who I really am. I'm just little. I'm loved by my Father. He loves me and He is loving me in this very moment. So I just want to just pray, if that's okay with you guys. And my prayer for you is that you would learn to be little again. You would learn not just to be little in a moment, but learn to stay little. Learn so that you would know that your life source is the love of God. The love of the Father is your absolute life source. That He wants you to be like King David, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. So Father, I just pray now for my brothers and sisters around the world. Father, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come. And I pray that the Abba cry would come, Father. And there would be awakening in our inner being that we were never ever created to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And Father, would you just pour your love into the one-year-old in us? Would you pour your love into the two-year-old and the three-year-old and every growth ring in our life so that we would know that we're not alone, that we would know that we belong to you, that our lives make you smile, and that you've never designed us to carry stress, never designed us to be afraid, to live in fear. You've never designed us to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. You said, cast every care onto Him because He cares for you. So I just encourage you to take a deep breath and just say, Father, would you just love the little boy or little girl in me? Father, would you just teach me how to stay little? to keep myself in the love of God, to make love my greatest aim, to do everything in love. Well, Father, thank you that you love us with an everlasting love. You love us with a love that predates creation. And you will love us throughout eternity. And you're loving us in this very moment. So Father, would you just help us even in this very moment just to awaken to the how you see us, the Ancient of Days. You just see us as little boys and little girls. Because truthfully, that's all we are. In our hearts. And there's a pathway that each and every one of us can take, Father, where we go in the opposite direction and become little again. That we don't become childish, but Lord, teach us to become childlike. Restore childlike innocence in our being. Wow. God said to Israel in Isaiah 46, verses 3 and 4, because I am he who has carried you since the moment you were conceived. I have rescued you, even to your old age and your gray hairs. I am he who has carried you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. The truth is, Father, that you are carrying each one of us right now, whether we're aware of it or not. So would you just awaken a deeper need in us to be fathered? Not as grown-ups, but as little children. Because your kingdom belongs to little children. Thank you, Father. Wow. Just keep breathing in his love. When I did a Google search, I discovered that the average person breathes over 20,000 times a day. One of the names of the Holy Spirit is the breath of God, the Ruach of God. So my prayer is that with every one of those 20,000 breaths, you would just breathe in a fresh revelation of love. Just because you're loved. Because God's your Father. Jesus is your big brother. How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Huh. Good stuff, huh? And all God's people said, Amen.